is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 198. Note to self, don't just shoot anybody. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Pro gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Hello, folks! It's a new week. By the time you hear this, I should maybe possibly be sober.
And I will have had my degree for several days now.
Several? Like two.
Like three.
Hello? You got a Saturday.
Yesterday, today, the day they get it, that's three.
The day they get it, you will have had it for two. Monday won't be over yet.
I'm still counting three. I don't care.
College education! Yeah. Anyway, before we get into the fun stuff, we've got to do the business. So make sure that you keep visiting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce it to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, subscribe.
Don't be a punk-ass bitch. Hit the button.
Why are you taking my lines for?
Because you didn't use it in forever. So
I still have the copyright.
Bullshit.
Where's my royalties?
Yeah, same place my royalties is at.
All right, good point. If you don't want to do iTunes, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. And you should also be listening to some great shows coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. Our shows air new each Monday. But to follow you up for the rest of the week, you've got the Boston Bastard Brigade, co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck, with new episodes that go out each and every Tuesday. You can get them in iTunes, too, or by visiting their website, bostonbastardbrigade.com. And then on Wednesdays, to get your nerd on to carry you through the hump day piece, is our very own Deuces Wild, co-hosting Geek Aggro. Yes, Geek Aggro, because geeks need aggro. And has aggro.
And no, they pull aggro.
I don't know. I don't PC game. I'm on consoles.
Everybody has aggro. And when someone pisses you off, you get aggravated. So you're pulling aggro.
I see. See, I've learned something new. So that'll get you through right there. And then the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we have on our various websites. There's all the stuff going on Twitter and Facebook and all the social crap. So make sure that you stop by the website and start socializing with us. We like to talk. So with that said, I guess we can get down into the fun stuff.
Well, I guess so. We got a big whopping heap of fun.
We do have a big whopping heap of fun. We're going to try something new since, you know, I am actually in the land of Massachusetts with Esh Mom and Pandalicious. We're actually going to do something that we've never done before. We're actually going to play a game and do our first gut reactions to it.
Together.
Like yep. A family.
Yep, and Esh Mom's here too.
Yay! Say hi, Esh Mom.
Hello.
Yay! Brahma Mom's over there too. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, we got a whole family phone. The dog's here too, but I don't think she'll speak on command, so we'll just let that go.
We could, but it would take a couple minutes for that to happen.
And we're not really going to record that. So the game that we've picked to play, actually, is Red Dead Redemption.
On the PS3, not the 360.
Yes, although we love 360. We have love for you. We figured we'd give it a shot over on the PS3.
I decided to go PS3 because of the additional content that's only available through the PS3 version.
And what content is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Okay. So we're literally hitting the start button right now. It's already gone through and done its preloading thing, which actually didn't take too long.
No, but we have awesome bandwidth here.
We do has bandwidth, which is always nice and helpful. So if you don't know the backstory with Red Dead Redemption, it's basically the sequel to Red Dead Revolver, which I thought was a decent game. I don't want to say that it was a great game because there were a lot of problems that I had actually getting the controls to work the way I wanted to, so I never finished Red Dead Revolver, but I always thought that it was a great concept, and Rockstar really put a lot of attention into it.
Well, see, I don't know anything about that game, so why don't we give a mini premise while I continue through the,
It's a Wild West, you shoot shit, and, you're a badass.
So, it's like...
Every other first-person shooter.
Awesome.
Except it's set in the Wild West.
And it's third-person?
It is.
So, it's a...
Unless they've changed that, which I don't think they did, which could no, kind of be it's stupid.
Third, well, this was third person. Remember, yeah. I did play the demo at
PAX. Yeah, first one. Sure. Yeah, I didn't get around to the demo. I really should have.
In America.
Yeah, so that's the first piece.
Or is that Exabus? Is
no,
that
a D? That's a D.
It looks like a B.
It's a D.
Up okay. And we're starting. On a riverboat.
Yep. Water looks weird. That's my first reaction. Water always kind of looks weird, though, on the PS3. Have you ever noticed that in the graphics?
It depends on the game. I mean, we already know Uncharted 2 had beautiful water. Great reaction.
That's true. That's true. The water in Uncharted 2 was awesome.
So...
Yeah. Graphics definitely benefit from being on the PS3.
Well, I think they're in 720p, the graphics.
Well, that would make a difference.
Not to mention, we're also on HDMI cable, so obviously everything looks a lot cleaner.
Things do look better in HDMI. I'm just saying. I'm just going there. Anyway. So, one of the big things about Red Dead is that they were supposed to have worked on the mechanics of the game itself to make and fix a lot of the things that they didn't get right on the first game. So, I'll be interested to see, during your playthrough, just how responsive the x-axis and the y-axis are, because those are the things that really threw me off when I was trying to play Red Dead, is that you couldn't adjust the sensitivity, and so I would find that my gun would not move really as fast as I needed it to, in order to not, you know, die.
Yeah, but aren't there sometimes, like, you can change the reaction time?
But you couldn't in Red Dead Revolver, so you were screwed. Okay.
All right.
You either
maybe they'll change that up in Red Dead Redemption.
I hope so. I really want to, but I hope that, you know, it was addressed. But basically, if you can imagine, like, the good, bad, and the ugly as a video game, that's what Red Dead is.
I'm getting that vibe there. Apparently, we got loaded onto a train by some guys in some derby hats. They're shipping me somewhere.
I mean, the open city mag definitely opens like a spaghetti western, which makes you feel good right off the bat.
Well, except it's in color. Outside of black and white.
Yeah, but not every spaghetti western was
No, black but there
and
were
white.
Some.
Yeah, and some of the better ones were black and white, for sure.
Hmm.
Now, I have a question. With the stable of games that Rockstar has, do you think that they're trying to really fight hard to turn this into a franchise because they've realized that, you know, not every game can necessarily be like Midnight Club or Grand Theft?
And by franchise, do you mean the Red Dead, or do you just mean the series of, you know...
The Red Dead.
MMO, well, not MMO, but, like, open world, sandbox...
The Red Dead to start with.
Well, I mean, they've done, you know, what is it I'm thinking about? Grand Theft Autos that are, even though all the stories have been different, they do have the same kind of premise. So, I mean, you got that theme.
I'm just waiting for Grand Theft Auto Nursing Home, because that's pretty much the only thing they haven't done. I mean, we've been...
So, I mean, do they have the ability to franchise this? Do I think they'll make the attempt? Yes. I mean, we've got the first one. This is the second one. Who's to say that there won't be a third one where we see, you know, an expansion into the industrial period? Because I think in this game, you go from the end of the Western frontier into the industrial age, where you've got locomotives, you've got, you know, civilization expanding. So, I mean, if I could see that changing a little bit to, like, Grand Theft Auto the 50s. Back in the mobster
American Graffiti?
Yeah, why not? I mean, they've already gone to our present, and now they're going way back into the past. So, I mean, where's the middleman in all this? Who's to say that they won't go there? I could see them going there.
Yeah, but, it also has to be a game that you'll want to play. You know, you've got to have a character that you're going to want to get involved with.
Wouldn't you not want to be, like, in the sweet... Well, the swinging, wasn't that 20s? That wasn't even the 50s.
Roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s and the swinging 50s? Was it swinging 50s?
I don't know.
Ashmom? Was it swinging 50s?
Who the hell knows?
Oh. Never mind, Ashmom.
That's fine. That's okay. We're going to go with sure, why not?
Sure, why not? So, I mean, I would love to be a mobster.
You have to ask me a question I can answer.
Well,
figured since you were around in the 50s, you might know.
Yeah, Mom.
Excuse me.
Anyway, so
I was a baby in the 50s.
Okay. I know about the 80s, and I was a baby in the 80s, but you know, whatever, cool.
Moving right along. I mean, I personally I kind of have a flair for, you know, weird time periods. I do. I have a flair for certain things. And, I mean, I would love to play a character up in that time, you know, Tommy Guns, when Mafia was just beginning to become established.
So then why not play Mafia?
It's weird. Mafia I haven't. Too. I haven't yet. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I haven't played Mafia or Mafia. Didn't Mafia 2, didn't they have a demo of...
They did.
Yeah, and the B3 2K's, boys went and,
yeah, and
saw that, I think.
I'm going to get some hands-on time with it at E3 here in a couple of weeks for a private demo. And I'm looking forward to it because I think that that's definitely an open area. And if you do it as a sandbox game, it'll be great. But, again, it all for me comes down to the mechanics. You know, if I'm playing a shooter... The mechanics have to be strong so I can enjoy it, like Splinter Cell. I fucking love Splinter Cell Conviction.
See, I still haven't gotten it yet, but
well,
I have to think about it.
Well, that's your sadness.
Whatever.
You
so,
need to make that happen.
Through the course of this conversation,
you will fucking love that game.
I am now off my train in a new area that looks a little run down.
And you have to go to the saloon.
Yep, I have my first objective to walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to learn how to use the controller.
Time for the tutorial. And obviously, if you've played any, let's see, I think they were saying that there's a correlation to the controls from, I think, is it San Andreas? From
as far as walking and moving and
controls
and
mechanics,
like
aren't they similar to?
Well, let me ask.
GTA 4 is supposed to be. It's
so. I mean, if you played that,
any of the GTAs.
So and running, I'm running.
Horse.
And up.
Dude, he's drunk.
He's drunk. But it looks like I'm going to go and get drunk, too. And there goes my only means of escape. Hey, look, bitches.
Yeah, but they're mostly clothed.
Singular.
Oh, look, bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to go with whore. We don't necessarily know if she's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely for sale, though.
That's true.
She might be a whore with a heart of gold.
You mean like Mary Magdalene?
Panda!
What? She was.
Jesus
loved her.
Hey, Jesus loved all of them children. But that's a different podcast.
Yes.
So I will say this right off the bat.
I have to mount my horse.
And not in the bestiality way.
And I'm on my horse. And she has a white dot on her butt.
Yeah, don't cause any undue attention.
I'm not going to cause any unneeded attention. Oh,
the graphics look great.
Let's see.
I will say. Clouds look nice. The sunset looks great. You're supposed to accompany. You're not supposed to speed pass. And look, your train stops. So, there it goes.
Okay. Well.
I guess you can't catch that train.
He's not going nowhere.
Probably because you went past him. Oh, you're going to cross the road.
Okay. Oh, that's why. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
How does this differ from the demo that you were playing at PAX East?
Well,
did you start off at the same spot, or was it already mid-level?
No, it was already mid-level. I was already, I was going to meet up with this old drunkard grave digger guy who also kind of stole from dead bodies. So not only did he dig graves, but when he found bodies...
He's a demon bastard?
Yes. And he was like, oh, I got this mission that's got some money if you want to go to this place. And... So I was doing that mission through my playthrough at PAX East. Believe it or not, from that demo that I played on their screens, the graphics, though beautiful, didn't seem nearly as clear as they do on, you know, our TV here in Eshland. But
well, you can't
expect complete perfection when you're going for a demo because obviously it's
well, there's a lot of things that are being worked out, and you know, final polys really usually aren't done until the game is Golden Master. So that should be surprising. I would say that the control system is very much the same like GTA. I mean, the map and the navigation map in the lower left corner is literally the same kind of navigation map.
It's exactly the same as GTA 4.
You know, the only difference is that you have a pointed tracker instead of a triangle in the center of the sphere that changes its zoom based on how close you are to your target.
I'd like to know where we're going. I like my
that fixing. Way. You're going that way.
But I've also heard, you know, like, everything seems to be very reactive in the game. Like, if you ride your horse too hard, it will buck you. So, I mean, you know, you gotta treat your rides very, very nice in this
game. Don't treat your horse like you would treat your horse.
Well, I don't know about, well.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
If you're gonna ride him hard, you gotta let him sleep. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. It's the truth.
Oh, there's a dead carcass on the ground. And a coyote thing.
He was hungry.
I'm just gonna, you know, keep going because.
Yeah,
I don't
wanna. So when you went to go pick up the game, were there a lot of copies that were available?
Actually, the last time I went to Best Buy, not today, but I'd gone to go pick up. What did I go to pick up? I'd gone to pick up something. Oh, I was hanging out with my best friend in the whole wide world, who's going to be going to London in a couple of days.
Woo-hoo!
And I decided while she was looking at movies that I would go and check out the games. And there were no copies of Red Dead Redemption in the PS3, but they were all present at the 360, which I think is really funny because we already know that 360 tends to have a stronger pull of a game that has a lot of multiplayer, you know, ability. And
well, mostly because it's a little bit easier to pick up games on the Xbox 360, and you get the GamerScore stuff, which we've had this conversation before. Trophies really don't mean shit to me.
I
couldn't even tell you what trophies I have.
I love my trophies.
If I have any.
So I'm walking up to this fort now, and the drunken bum has told me to do something, but obviously halfway through this conversation, I have no idea what I'm doing. But that's okay, because
hey,
I'm gonna fucking figure it out.
Hit buttons. See what happens. If you die,
I'm looking.
Try
I'm assessing
again.
The door.
I will say that they definitely spent their time taking a look at some of the
landscapes of the area to really capture the mood
of the area
and the ambiance, which
it definitely looks like a, you know, Southern Texas, New Mexico.
Well, you don't get to go to Mexico in this game later on, so.
Nobody needs to kill anyone, Bill.
Oh, someone's threatening to kill people. Oh,
there's a gun.
Oh, there's a gun. So apparently it's not very fair now. 3-1. Good
yeah,
thing I'm a badass.
Dogs usually suck.
So.
Can you be saved? Is he really your brother?
Well, of course I'm trying to save you, but saving me saves you.
Help me help
you. To help me.
That's pretty much what it needs to be.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours 10 minutes later when you're done. Maybe.
Yeah, my favorite one is, how about 68 and I owe you one?
Yes.
I'm really great.
I've learned to master the art of riding around.
Yes.
Now I think it's time for the tutorial on how to save my ass from tight situations. Ow, I've been shot. Really?
Wow.
And the game is over. I've been mortally wounded. There's a vulture ready to eat me. He's just hanging out. Well, that's not really good. What the hell? And roll of the credits. That was fantastic, guys. They're robbing me. Oh no, they're not robbing me. Oh my god, they're gonna molest me.
Western molestation. No, they're not.
And they took my gun. Bitch took my gun.
They're picking you up. They're helping you. Look, it's the chick with the pantaloons from the poster.
Pantaloons. That's a funny word.
Yeah, you know what it means?
Like, hurry, woman, get in the car. I mean, carriage.
What? I think you're a little confused. Have you been touching my drink?
No, but I should be.
No, you shouldn't.
So, we do have load screens, and I've gotten my first trophy, guys.
Yeah, you were able
boy.
To walk.
So I was apparently given, you know, orders by the area to, go and do some government business, and in turn, I got shot in the side. So, government sucks. Don't listen to it. Anarchy is awesome.
We, however...
do not condone anarchy.
We are not instruments
of anarchy, or sons
don't
or daughters of them.
Don't listen to Pandalicious. whenever she says the word anarchy.
So let's see. I got all my fingers, got all my toes. There's a soreness in my backside, though.
Your ass, a little chapped.
Well, I mean, I was riding bareback, so, I mean.
No, you weren't. You had a saddle.
Shh, illusion. Badasses don't need saddles. Because they're badasses.
But they help. Because if you don't have a saddle, you're just a sore ass, not necessarily a badass.
So, I mean, I knew I was interested, and I was planning to pick up this game, but what about you, Ninja? I mean, were you seriously even remotely interested
in this? I'll be honest with you, Red Dead really wasn't on my to-do list. I have it on my queue in Gamefly, but it's down below a couple of other games. So, Alan Wake was on my list before Red Dead. But
you do realize that Alan Wake is slightly horrific, like it's horror.
Oh, no, I know it's straight up horror. I want to see how far I can get through it. Because all the demos that I've seen of Alan Wake and all of the screens that I've seen at, you know, at last year's E3 and things like that, I find the concept to be really interesting. But, yeah, I know I'm going to be in the same block that I was in with Bioshock. I'm going to get about, three levels in and something's going to happen. I'm like, well, I either continue playing and never sleep again, or I just let this shit go, which is why I rented it and I didn't buy it.
Okay.
So it's on the list, and Red Dead actually is supposed to be coming in for me from Gamefly this week, so I can actually get some hands-on with it. But, like I said, because of the mechanic problems that the first one had for me, it really wasn't a jump out and, as far as titles go.
Yeah, but the story wasn't intriguing enough for you to try to get...
The story's intriguing, but you know what? I love story, but, you know, once you've had a bad taste in your mouth... You know, like, once you've had bad tuna, you're not really necessarily all hot fire to have tuna again. Even if you go someplace where, like, it's the dish that they do, still in the back of your mind, like, yeah, but the last time I had tuna, didn't quite really work out.
All right, so.
You know, it's like the experience I had with Ty. I had a bad experience. Sure, it was in Arkansas, but I still had a bad experience with Ty, and because of it, I stay away from everything Ty.
Okay. I've never tried Thai food to be... Completely honest.
You know, before that, I'd had some good Thai, but man, one bad experience, and you'd be like, you know what? Fuck Thai. Fuck it in the face.
Okay.
But, you know,
Ninja likes to fuck things in their faces.
I wouldn't say that.
That's what you just said.
No, I said fuck Thai in the face.
So you want to fuck Thais in the face?
No, Thai who? You know what? Why don't you just play the game? And focus on the gameplay. Don't worry about what I said about fucking in the face.
Okay.
Let's just start there. That'll be the jump off point.
Jump off. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what?
Fuck Thais in the face.
I don't. And you need to get off it because you really.
It's okay. It is okay, Ninja.
No, I'm not
judging.
Yeah, you are. I feel you judging me.
Oh, she's on the outside. She's right there. Hello, Bonnie.
Now, one of the things about this game that I've heard is that you can definitely spend a lot of time outside of the linear story.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest... I think they've quoted it that it's the biggest open world that Rockstar has ever created. And I think it's... I want to say it's, what, three times?
Three times,
and San Andreas was huge.
San Andreas was huge. I don't think that I actually really ever completed it. I did complete Niko Bellic. So which one was that?
That was GTA 4.
So 4 I finished, although I never did make it through the Lost in the Damned stuff. I got about halfway through that DLC, and I was just like, you know what? I know Ballad of Gay Tony is coming, and I'll probably not make it through that DLC either, so I think it's just time for me to let this go until the next GTA. Why is her horse pink?
Because she's a girl.
Why does it have to be pink? Just because she's a girl?
I don't know. So here's a ranch that apparently is its own town. And there's a black guy! I just saw a black guy.
Woohoo! Blacks in the past!
There are cocks, too. And by cocks, I mean roosters. Oh, I scared it. I loved
it. Don't scare the cock.
So...
Because it might drop an egg.
Well.
And then you'll have to make an omelet.
Where'd the bitch go? Oh, she's over there.
Turn your horse.
I see her.
All right, that's a really bad accent. I gotta go over that right now.
And yeah. Why are we riding near the train tracks? Won't there be a train a-coming?
Well, the train might be a-coming. That's when you need to dodge the a-train.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Because I hear it go, in the background.
I mean, I'm noticing that, you know, like, to navigate the horse is easy, but determining your speed is how many taps on the X button that you're doing. So, I mean, if I want to go really fast, I should really...
Did you just make a circle?
Yeah, she was just showing me around. And apparently I have to hitch up my horsey, otherwise it will run away.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
And I can jump on the horse. We can jump over things. That's nice. That's good to know.
Hitch your horse.
So, I mean, obviously mastering, you know, the proper speed with horsing is going to be a very difficult thing for me, I can already tell you. And I'm probably going to get bucked a lot because I ride hard.
Oh, you said that.
And now the woman's going to give me a beer after a hard day of riding around the ranch. Going to have myself a brew.
Yeah, maybe I have slap a some ass. Side. I just woke up, but went for riding my horse. Now I'm going to have a beer.
You know, I'm very surprised that we would ride after, you know, I'd just been shot. Wouldn't that, you know, jostle
in
the wound?
In the side, through the gut. Mount your horse.
Oh, we're doing a night ride. Regulators.
And your horse just trying to walk.
Whoa, horsey. You're hitched, dude.
Your horse is not happy about
what
that.
What is up with this? All right. Are you relaxed?
Evidently, I think you didn't hitch your horse right.
I did hitch it. I did. I hitched it good. Hitched it good.
Crack that wheel. Wait, no.
No.
I didn't. No.
I think I'm going to name this horse... Horse.
Don't get too attached to your horse, because every time we get attached to, you know, animals that we have as friends in a video game, somebody always comes along and kills it. And then you have to kill them. I'm still pissed about losing my original dog in Fable.
Get over it. You can sacrifice a human and get it back.
I did, but, you know, you get a dog back, but it's not your dog back.
You do really?
Lucian killed your dog.
Oh my god, we're gonna shoot rabbits?
Yep.
Really?
Fuck those rabbits.
Oh, and of course, because I was
fuck
following
the rabbit,
that.
Fuck the rabbit!
I'm not fucking the rabbit, but I'm pushing the horse. My horse is an asshole.
Hitch the horse!
I didn't even hit that! Okay, that's funny.
Hit it.
No, I didn't. I didn't hit the jump button. I'm trying to hitch my horse.
The jump button is the hitch button.
Oh, well, that's alright. My horse can stay there.
Shoot the rabbits!
I have not been taught how to shoot yet.
You better get rid of the rabbits.
So, okay. So, here we go. And
shoot them before they eat your food. Shoot that fucker.
Oh, my God. How do I
headshot.
I'm not even shooting the rabbit.
I know. She is. Shoot the rabbits, because they just stop there and look at you.
Oh, there we go. That's one. Why are we shooting the rabbit?
Shoot that fucker.
I don't like shoot. I do not like this.
Get him.
This lack of... Where is it? Oh, she got it.
She got him. Cause
regardless.
You suck.
Shut up. I don't care.
Well, it's not even about that. Again, you'll notice that you draw real slow.
Slow.
Yep. I hope you can change that.
Yeah. All right. See, and my horse didn't go nowhere.
We still got plenty of ground to cover.
Yeah, we got to kill more rabbits, apparently. Go through the door, horsey, or jump over it. Thank you.
The horse doesn't like
to
turn.
No.
The horses don't have...
Now, see, I did not hit the jump button.
I can already see there's some mechanic issues.
I had problems driving in GTA, so I'm not surprised I'm going to have a hard time with the horse either. So that's okay. We'll jump. Here we go. Her horse is a boy.
Something tells me all the horses have dicks in this game.
Let's go, horsey. Riding merrily along, finally in a straight line.
Kind of, sort of.
Oh, we got coyotes.
Coyotes. All right, now they're going to be faster. Oh, you got to kill them while
I got to kill them while we're on the horse. Really?
Nice. All right. So let me ask you, the mechanic while you're shooting on the horse, is it better, faster?
Well, I mean, you're trying to control the horse, aim, and shoot. So what do you think?
Get him. Nice. Headshot.
It's not even a matter of headshotting these guys. It's more or less...
Get that one. He's got a rabbit.
We want them to shoot rabbits.
You shot the horse. You shot Bonnie's horse.
Oh, well, it's not dead. Yeah. Nope. And, oh, they do have a, I don't know what they call it, when they automatically fix a shot onto something nearby.
A lock on?
Yep. So targeting. You don't have to target yourself. They will automatically do it for you.
Well, that's a help.
So that's good.
You know, all right, so far you killed rabbits.
And coyotes.
Does this guy kind of sound like a little bit lighter Macho Man Randy Savage to you?
I gotta listen. Our horses are gay, by the way. And mine's the top.
Snap to a slim jail.
He's kind of like Macho Man Randy Savage off the steroids.
Exactly. Now, hitch your horse properly.
I otherwise, hitched him right the first time.
It'll spaz out when you come back to get on him.
I'm surprised that her horse is very calm since I did just shoot it.
I know, you shot it, her horse, totally in the face. And it just my shook horse. It off. It just shook it off.
Oh, look at my bed. Isn't
oh,
it
look.
Dainty?
Wow, it's the same mechanic. Go to sleep, save your game. You'll wake up in 6 hours.
This really is kind of GTA meets.
I mean, I'm all
good,
for
bad,
not
the
reinventing the wheel if it works, but could you basically just not make
Do I have any fame?
GTA
plus 150.
What's
Honor just
special?
Went up 50%. Awesome. And I'm not gonna save my game just yet because it was telling me that I can get more ammo from my trunk.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. There's also a gunsmith in town, which means you can probably improve your weapons.
Which I'm going to need. Since my horse... Do I have outfits? No.
No.
That's okay.
It's the undiscovered outfit, much like the undiscovered country. Yeah, that's right. Trek reference. Woot!
So, I've slept for 6 hours. I don't have any serious storyline. So I think it's time for some exposition.
Now let me ask you this. You had mentioned earlier...
Did we not see that canister of water floating in the air?
It was floating.
It was floating. There's a magic man in this town. And hey, look, a black guy.
Can I talk to you?
Oh, I hit him!
You hit him.
I didn't mean to do that.
You hit the poor Negro.
I did not.
He was just standing there.
I didn't mean to hit him.
And you just totally, like... Cracked him a new one.
I didn't mean to do that.
Now he's gonna sit down because
I don't know what
he's
standing
obviously
up.
Shaking.
I didn't mean to do that.
He's
I don't want him
to whittle because you hurt his whittle soul.
I don't know how to talk to people yet.
Obviously, especially black people. You just know how to knock them over.
That was not
Pandalicious.
It was
doesn't
not,
play well with black people.
Well, I don't want to start going to people's houses. I might be bad.
Well, maybe you should go to the general store, seeing as how it's the only green thing on the screen.
So, I got a flashing emblem. Looks like a moon. Apparently, I can do night patrols here at the ranch. I guess that's what they want me to do. Oh my god, another black person!
All right, here we go. You got a fucking dog. If you kill this dog, I'm going to be really upset.
Stop all criminals by any means necessary before morning, which means shoot them all.
Yep. All watch right. them all be black. I'm just saying.
Well, it's nighttime, so you really can't tell. I don't like how I can't tell who's... Well, I mean, obviously the heads-up display, the HUD's going to let me know who's bad and who's good, but there could be good people walking around, too.
Yeah, so don't shoot them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get a reputation.
Come on, Charlie.
And don't shoot the dog. For real. I'm very protective of my, you know, digital
He's
pets.
Not your dog. He's my dog. So if I kill him, that's my business.
Don't shoot your dog.
So anyway. So, I mean, yes, the mechanics are very much like GTA 4. So if you've played that, you're going to have a better grasp. If you sucked at driving, well, you're going to suck at horse riding. Trust me. I know. The night sky's very,
It's full of stars.
Which, I mean, back then when they didn't have a lot of light, you would see a lot more stars, but it looks a little fabricated.
If there are that many stars in the universe, you wouldn't need lights at night.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Charlie to sniff out some danger, but I don't see any. It's very quiet. Hey, look, a horse. Oh, it's a cow.
It's a cow.
It's not a horsey. Was that a cow or a bull?
Cow goes moo. It had horns.
Yes, so. But girl cows don't have horns, but bulls do.
Yes.
So that was
I'm
a bull.
That was a bull.
For breeding.
Uh-oh. He's running. Dog's running.
Oh. All right. What's going on?
Break up the fight. That's what
we did. Break it into him. Pump some lead into him.
That'll stop him. Well, okay.
And the dog's attacking him.
Yep.
All right, you guys have anything for me to pick up? Oh.
I think you blew his head off.
That was a fist fight, but...
Okay.
It did
obviously,
say.
Obviously, don't take a gun. In this case, a shotgun. To a fist fight. And you need money.
The mission said by any means necessary.
Well, I don't think it was completely necessary.
I mean... You might have been able to just knock him out by punching him.
Well,
that could have been an opportunity.
We won't know now, will we?
Yep. Now the dog's looking at you like, what are we going to do, boss? What are we going to do?
All right, we're done. Good job, dog.
I think you're supposed to head back to the yellow dot now.
Come on,
dog. The dog's barking.
Come on, doggy.
Now he's following you like, yeah, I don't want to fuck with you.
That's right. It's swift
you
justice in my town.
Obviously.
So, apparently, they don't stop you from, doing whatever you please in town, but still.
You know you can hold X, right?
Yes. So, let's see what he had to say. Oh, money! Now, look at that. I have $19. I am a rich man.
That is, like, a lot of money.
And, let's see.
There's the dog.
Fame went up.
Yep.
Oh, and that's
the dog.
It. And there's the dog. I could kill him. Wait,
wait.
There's two dogs. I don't know which one's mine.
What's up with that? Where'd all the dogs come from?
Who let the dogs out?
Somebody did.
Are there any more missions? I'm not going to press X near you because I already punched one dude and you have a gun. So I guess I'll just roam around a bit. Or I can go to the store, maybe buy some stuff.
Yeah, I heard the dog bark.
But he was, he's just following me around. So he's just walking around.
Well, just like he was before and you had to follow him.
Yes, but...
But you're supposed to follow the dog until morning, right?
Yeah.
Does it look like morning?
Nope. So we're just walking around then. I'm gonna shoot some more people, I guess.
Well, you're probably gonna bust some more caps.
Yes, because this is...
Oh, now he's just sitting.
This is riveting.
Yeah.
So.
This is what the Wild West was all about.
I'm
watching
like,
a dog scratch his fleas.
Like, it's funny because the mission did say all morning, but they expected me to have to resolve that one fight all night long, like talking with feelings.
Well, maybe if you hadn't pulled out the gun,
maybe if you hadn't just shanked him in the head. Now, what's up with this dog that's just standing there?
You know, he hasn't moved.
At all.
He's contemplating life in the
universe. I mean, I have a feeling
I think
that's
just an instance of your dog that didn't go away.
I think he, Now, see, and they're both now sitting. So...
Well, no, he's scratching, because he has fleas.
So he's not going nowhere. And I don't know...
I'm pretty sure you're off the mission.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've gone off the reservation. I don't think you're supposed to cap those fuckers in the
well,
head.
Well... They said by any means
Pandalicious,
necessary.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
What? It said by any means necessary, guys. And if that means I have to shoot people in the face, that I have to shoot.
What if those were people that were going to help you save your son at the end of this game?
There's no son in this game.
You don't know that yet. We don't know where this thing is going.
Well, I haven't saved, so we could start over and see if there was another way to resolve that.
No.
But that guy did pay me, so obviously that was an option.
Well, now you've got a little arrow that's kind of pointing off there. And then there's also a bee down the road. I'm guessing that's for Bonnie's place.
I'm going to assume so. So let's...
But
that's my place.
There's a little hair trigger arrow if you turn to the left there. You see it up at the top of the screen?
Yep.
Does that take you to another town? I mean, what's going on there?
That might just be north.
Is that what it is? Is that possible?
It could be. Let's find out.
It may just be. That's probably what it is.
Dun, 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 dun.
Running. So if a cowboy runs around in the woods in the middle of the night and no one's really there paying attention to him, does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah.
As quoted by Eshmal.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, it's probably just north because there's like nothing out there now.
Oh, I thought that was a bear.
It's not a bear. It's a rock.
Kenny and Steed.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think you head back the other way. I don't really know what you're supposed to do now at this point.
I guess I'm supposed to just sleep
it off.
And
that's one of the major problems that I have with sandboxes is that you've got to have some kind of indication. Follow the dog until morning when the dog is going to fuck up and just kind of sit there. Not necessarily best instruction in the world.
Hmm.
Hey, but you hop fences like a motherfucker.
Yes, I do.
You know, if you were an Olympic hurdler, you would do well.
I would. But I'm not. So
nope.
I don't.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, dog! Is that the dog? Is that a different dog? What's going on? I think that's a different dog.
But he's walking around. So I guess I'll walk with him until something bad happens. And I'll shoot, too.
But not, maybe all dogs don't lead to problems. You know, all dogs don't go to heaven. Look, he's like, light.
You know.
And he's going to sit down. All right,
I'm
going
to I'm really certain that the dog portion of the mission is over.
Probably. Hey, look, a guy.
I'm going to go with, that's probably the blacksmith.
And he's sleeping.
Let's just knock down all of his tools. While the man sleeps.
So you're really
good. I am a bad, bad man.
At interacting with the environment.
I'm horrible, but that's perfectly
not
fine.
Not so much with the people in the environment, but the
things.
Environment
yes.
You've got down.
So, well, I mean, there are people walking around. Like, I want to walk up to people and talk to them, but now I'm, oh, look, blood. Oh, from the people I shot.
Yeah,
I think.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Or that guy who's, that's awkward. They
yes.
weren't over here when I shot them.
No, they were over there.
Then whose blood is that?
I don't know.
Apparently you didn't kill one of them.
Well, and there's blood over here, too.
I'm pretty sure that's from when the bullet went
yeah,
through
hit
the body.
Dude in the head.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the bodies are... No, because their bodies are... Oh, because they ran. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still here.
Yeah, so that other pool, I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, look, there's blood on the... Look.
Yeah, you blew the heads apart.
Well, one of them was a black guy.
You... Oh, my God. That's a hate crime.
Well, I don't think they had racism back then.
I know, but you shot him. You didn't even ask him any questions. Profiling is wrong.
Now, you know what I don't understand is this flag. There's an American flag here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I don't believe our flag looked like that.
In 1911?
Yeah, no, it didn't, actually. No.
So
look.
Because we didn't have 50 states back in 1911.
There are some things, obviously, that are off.
Well, zoom in and count them.
Well.
No.
That doesn't look right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. We're in America.
Five rows. And it looks like there's 10 in each row. That would be 50.
And that would mean that we've
but
also
hey,
found...
hey, you know, it looks like the sun's getting ready to come up.
I should take a nap.
You should find the...
Hi, dead bodies. Hello, dog.
I hear a dog barking.
But
somebody's dog is barking.
There are too many damn dogs in this town.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one I'm supposed to be following.
That one. Oh, she's playing with it. Never mind.
Oh, see, I would have shot. Now, see, I would have shot her.
Shot that poor bitch in the face.
I would have because it was barking.
Because
but another dead black person.
No, that was a lady.
I know. Why are you only killing the black people? I don't understand.
I don't know either, but I think it's time for
why is Pandalicious not like black people?
Is that an outhouse? I should pee.
Betcha you can't.
I can't. Wow, this game does not condone pee.
No.
That's okay, because the last time I activated a toilet, I drank out of it thanks to Fallout 3, so.
Yeah, that, see? I think the last toilet that I ever interacted with was the one in Hard Rain.
Could very well be the point.
I mean, Heavy Rain.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last toilet I interacted with.
I enjoyed that.
And you know what? That game did not end up well, so
no.
Let it be a lesson to you. If you do have to interact with a toilet in a game, it's probably not going to be an ending that you really want to get to.
So I'm saving from my night of shooting strangers without asking first.
Shoot first. Ask questions later.
Or just don't ask anything at
all. Yeah, or don't.
Or yes, exactly. So let's see what's going on in town.
All right. In the daylight, I will say shadows look kind of weird on the houses.
Which house in particular?
Like those houses that have planks where light's coming through. You notice how the shadowing's a little weird on the roof?
I don't see a difference, but I'm not a stickler for that.
I am a stickler.
I shouldn't go to the blacksmith because I'm sure he's going to ask me why his stuff's on the ground.
I bet you he doesn't. I don't think the game's probably that advanced.
So I'm going to come over here. I don't know why I just walked up in the middle
of the air. Because you're Jesus. You're Western Jesus.
I am Jesus.
Let's go shopping.
Well, with my $19.
Oh my god, guns. Let's get some guns.
Oh. Whorehouse?
Free pokes at the whorehouse! Woo-hoo!
Where's the whorehouse? I want to go. Hi, Charlie.
I don't know. Is that the same dog? I think that's the other dog that the chick was playing with.
All dogs in this game are named Charlie.
Oh, there you go.
No, there are other people named Charlie, too.
Dust. That's nice.
Okay. I must have scared the chicken with my
I told you, don't scare the cock.
Meow. Move, chickens. So,
see, that time they just moved.
They're a little slow to react, though.
Yes,
the actual
a little.
Chicken will be gone.
The first one. That first chicken reacted faster than the second one. So the second chicken would be dead. So, oh, I guess I can see what's going on at Bonnie's house.
And we've triggered piece of the linear story.
Well, I shot two guys.
He didn't even knock in the cinematics.
I killed two men just to watch him die.
And, you know, two bullets to the head. Not to me, but to other guys. Why do I have to answer to you?
Bess, you ain't my woman yet.
I hope she's not. I don't think she's very pretty.
Well, you know what? Not everybody.
Not to mention she was with a dude when we got picked up. Who's to say that that wasn't her husband?
It could have been a ranch hand.
Maybe.
It is, in fact, a possibility.
Respect for women in the West.
What the fuck is
okay.
You talking about?
Well, she's kind of homely, so hopefully if I bang
well,
her, I bang her from the back.
Did they
doggy style back then in the West?
Why are you asking me like I was back in the Wild Wild
hey,
West?
Hey, Ash Mom! Did they?
Oh, shit. You did not just do that.
Never mind.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I changed my mind.
It's a good thing. Good thing. It's a good thing.
I love you, Ash Mom.
Yeah. Just remember which one of us said that.
Oh, we're going back to the horses.
Time to mount your horse.
Mount up. It was a clear dark night.
Regulators! Get
on
your horse.
Let's go.
Now turn.
This is going to be the hardest thing for me. Is going to
Don't
be
hit the, pole.
The riding. Where'd the... Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, that was a short ride.
Count of three. Three, two, one.
That's a count of one.
Yeah, that's...
You're not going to be a gentleman about this.
Dude, what are we doing?
Racing.
Who set all these fires?
Oh! And you got bucked.
I got bucked, which I knew was going to happen. Why am I racing?
Don't ride him too hard now.
So apparently... I gotta watch that. I'm not going to catch up to her like this. Fire. Oh, those are the markers.
Yeah. Race through the smoke signals.
Through them? I'm not going to get bucked this time. Horse.
Yeah!
Am I supposed to go up the hill?
No, evidently not.
Oh, okay. Well, that was awkward because it was right on the edge of the hill.
Coyote.
No, that sounds like a dog. Okay, so the fire does not, this fire does not hurt you.
Okay, the fire that does not burn.
Well, this is going to be fun to master. I'm not expecting to win here, and that's okay.
That's a good thing.
Nope.
Because I think she's already there.
Yeah, probably. That's okay. I don't care that much. Bridge. I don't know what this has to do with the story, but I think this is just more ways to get used
well,
to
well, in the original game, you did have a lot of places where you had to, you know, trace down people towards trains and things like that, so you had to work the mechanic really well of getting the speed thing down, but I don't remember races like this.
Mom, Esh, Mom, you can't run in front of the screen. I have to be able to see where I'm going.
I wasn't running. I was walking.
Well, don't walk. Run.
First, it's don't run.
Yeah.
Then it's run.
And then it's I'm completely turned around.
You obviously cannot follow a map.
Nope. Never have.
No, it's right behind you. It's right there. Smoke. Smoke.
First,
turn around.
Turn around, horsey. Turn around, horsey. God. Are you special? Thank you.
Your horse has to go to special ed.
That's okay. So do I. So it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's not very nice. This has nothing to do with my major, okay? I didn't major in the West.
No, you majored in the East.
I majored in justice. What? What, Esh Mom?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Loyalty with my mount? Loyalty?
What?
It said something about loyalty to my mount.
Well.
I'm not loyal to anything.
Hey, at
my
least
mount.
You haven't been bucked in a while.
Nope, because I'm getting used to that now.
You getting the rhythm of the ride?
Yep.
Yeah, sure enough, the mechanics are just like GTA 4.
Yep. Just the same. Now search the territory for scraps of clothing that can be combined into outfits. Oh, wow, so...
You can build your own wardrobe. Let's play Dress Up the Western. Because I always like foraging for my clothing.
Yep, me too.
It has that oh-so-vintage look. So let me ask you this. Are you having fun yet?
Yes, actually. I mean, I've always liked interacting. I've enjoyed the games where I've interacted with the world. And I become more interested in it because everything that I do has some type of consequence. So who... You know, you're absolutely right. What goes to happen is, what if the guys that I killed last night were supposed to come around another time, and now that I've killed them,
busted
they won't.
Caps in their head.
Well, one of them, I think, I shot dead in the face. But I don't think I've shot everybody.
Dead in the face.
So, I want to be able to look at my map.
That's not it.
Nope, those are consumables. No. Oh, apparently that's all I got right now. I don't think I have a map.
No, because you didn't have enough money to buy one.
That's right. Well, I don't know how far... Oh, I think where I'm going is a totally different place than where I'm at. So I should probably get my horse for that and not walk there.
Yeah, you might not want to walk there.
Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, I am having a lot of fun right here. I mean, I kind of wish I'd won that race, but that wasn't going to happen because I've always sucked at that particular mechanic. At least there's no narcs straight out of the gate in this game who's watching my every move, which is definitely nice. I mean, I can't wait to get really involved and learn more of the story and have more time to really just sit there and absorb it all. But I see a lot of promise in this game. I mean, I've heard nothing but really good things about it. you know, the online play where you can, you know, get a whole posse of up to about 16 people. Not that I know 16 people who most likely have this game for the PS3.
Correct, because I believe that my version that I rented from GameFly is on the Xbox.
So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing if I get the chance to get a posse bigger than two or three, you know, up for this. But, I mean, I loved GTA 4. I loved the enriched story. And if this has the promise of an enriched story like that, then I can't see myself not enjoying it, really. So, I mean, I've also heard, you know, that there are things going on even outside of the town. So, I mean, like, if you witness something and you decide to act on it, you know, like, if you see somebody get robbed and you do nothing about it, you can, you know, essentially, you know, I've lost track of what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there's an action and reaction. So if I watch somebody get mugged and I do nothing about it, I think my fame goes down and it becomes I become notorious as opposed to being famous. And I think there's also another moral system that happens a lot, too.
Now, do you find the games that have that kind of morality system to be more enjoyable, or do you find that morale system to eventually become a hindrance to your having fun or enjoying the game as you get deeper into the game itself?
And somebody shot them. And that guy. And I'm being shot.
Not that guy. He's not shooting you.
For?
It's the other dude. Now what your honor's dude? Gone down 50. What the one that was on a horse that just went that away.
Oh. Well,
I'm pretty sure he was just being attacked by coyotes.
And being shot by. And now coyotes. I am wanted.
You just shot a man in cold blood. And you shot another man in cold blood.
Get out of the circle. Get out of the circle. Here come the fuzz.
What fuzz? We have
fuzz? You see the red? You're going right towards them, and now they're shooting you.
Well, I'm in front of a rock. That would be why. I thought that guy shot that other girl that fell.
You thought the man on the ground was shooting people.
Yes, I totally did.
As opposed to the man
did.
On the horse with the shotgun.
I didn't see the man on the horse. And I can't run anymore. I can't run. I gotta wait for the blue gauge to come up, or I'll get. Oh, well, that's. And I'll get bucked. I will get bucked by my horse. Come on, horsey!
Uh-oh!
I have no idea what's going on, and I don't care. I am gonna. Wow. Okay, so, note to self. Don't just shoot anyone. I can't buck. I'm fucked. I am fucked, ladies and gentlemen, and that's okay.
And that's
the end of my story.
Okay,
you are
dead.
We knew that this was going to happen.
That's okay. We can try it again, and maybe this time you won't shoot the dude.
Well, I didn't save, so who knows? That was fun.
Let's hope that they do interim save.
At least in Grand Theft Auto, you know, driving was a little simpler than navigating the horse.
Nope.
So let's
here
see.
We go.
So, hello, horsey. I'm not going to shoot anyone this time. I am just going to pass.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm just going to mosey on out of town and not engage. Come on, horse. Let's try this again. And let's be a little more observant.
Hey. This time, aim for the fucker with a gun.
I didn't see the gun. So if I had seen the gun, I would have reacted better. Do, 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 do. Gonna walk on through the prairie. Hopefully this time.
Turns out you can save.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. You gotta set up camp, though, it said.
Oh, fuck that. Camp. Badasses like me don't need no camp.
No, badasses like you actually need camp.
I need a place to hide out from all the mistakes I'm going to make. So don't be, guys, don't be afraid of mistakes, because they're gonna happen. Just like the one I see horsies up above. What's going on over here? I hear music change.
Only shoot when shot at.
Yep, I'm not gonna do nothing. I'm just hanging out. they're riding pretty fast.
Which means they probably did something illegal.
They probably did. That one's just... But I didn't see anything, so I'm not even going to worry about it. I didn't witness
Head
no crime.
Head towards the M. Head towards the M.
Come on, horsey.
Turn your horse. There you go.
No. That looks like a drop right over there.
Well, I guess you need to...
find the road.
Find the road.
I don't believe in horse suicides, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't commit horse Harry Carry?
I hear gunshots. But I am in the Wild West, and everybody does have a gun. So
it is open carry, so...
Yeah. You're absolutely... Wow.
That's a little bit of a drop.
Yeah, so good thing I wasn't just following the straight M, because I would have plummeted to my death.
Good view, though.
Yeah.
Look at that. Let's stop and admire that for a second. Look how expansive that is. That's pretty wide.
Well, you're going to need to get down to the road, though.
We're going. Come on, horsey.
No, it's just a must go shoot. I mean, very much like the GTA.
I mean,
games.
At least I
mean,
don't have to worry about taking my cousin to go see some titties or or some drug runs with little Jacob or you know, or any of that, which is
Bomba class.
But I mean, I'm sure eventually, who knows? I might encounter some posse, or am I just kind of a lone wolf on the hunt for redemption? From whatever bad shit I did in Revolver, I now want to redeem myself somehow.
Or something like that.
I think so. I mean, why else would they put the word redemption in the title?
Well, I mean, you did fail at the last...
Well, I didn't go anywhere near that because that
was... And then you got shot. Those guys probably just did something bad.
Well, because I didn't witness it, I haven't gotten flagged for it. So I didn't see them shoot anybody.
So you're going all no harm, no foul?
Yep. If I don't see it, I don't care. Colorado Springs. Now, see, this looks familiar. I did this in the demo. Like, I went through here in the demo. So, if I remember correctly, there will be a crime right on the main road.
Well, there's also a random generator for that kind of stuff, so it may not.
Yeah, who knows? Come on, horsey. Yeah! Let's ride! Oh, that's awesome. If only I can maintain that awesomeness throughout the rest of this game, which probably won't happen. Hey, look, I'm in Armadillo. So where can I hitch my pony?
Probably at the hitching post right in front of the building you're supposed to go into.
Look at all these people on horses. All right, excuse me.
And all of them are hitch blocking.
It's a traffic jam.
Guys. Dude. Guys. What the fuck? All right, then, horsey.
Yeah, great good. Saddle.
Good boy. So here I am, right in front of the sheriff's, and load screen. I am not... Oh, well, that was a pretty fast load screen, actually. That wasn't so bad.
Well, it did do a lot of preloading on the start of the game.
Yes, that is 100% accurate. So, I mean... I mean, I bought Red Dead Redemption, but it might not be for everybody. I mean, I tend to like open worlds. I mean, after a certain point, though, when the story begins to dull out and they really kind of want you to focus on side missions, I mean, if it doesn't have anything to do with the original story, I don't really engage as much as I should.
I think that's one of the things that, you know, Fable does really well is that most of the side quests that you do tie into your main gameplay in some way, either rewarding you with different weapons or giving you the ability to track down and open up or reveal new secrets.
Oh! Guns have been drawn. Ew! We're in the West now.
You know you're in the West when there's loogies. I will say, I do like the designs of the town.
It definitely does
give you the mystique of...
Well, believe it or not, I think they give you the option that, you know, you can pretty much do whatever you want. You can end up killing a whole town of people and turn it into a ghost town. Really, and if you kill everybody, then there's no crime.
Well, that's kind of an extreme way to...
Well, that's how
solve
I...
the crime
that
problem.
Is how I, Sheriff... Did that... Did he just steal my horse?
No, you left your horse at the sheriff's.
Oh, okay, that's not my horse. My dog... Oh, my God, my horse has a name, and it's Walton.
And your horse will unhitch itself and come when you whistle?
Apparently. Oh, there he is.
I think Walton's the man you have to follow.
Oh.
Walton's not
the man. Oh, yes. Yes. Why am I having this... Here we go. Oh, fucking horses. This is going to get old pretty fast.
Okay, you guys can start wrapping up the show now.
Okay.
Because that ain't how the law works.
All right, so we're digging it in.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to kill him.
So don't shoot him dead in the face.
Okay, that might be hard. Oh, I went the wrong way. Good thing I turned around. Better enough, maybe. I do not like this act.
Your hair gets air like Michael Jordan.
I'm not returning to Marshall. I'm going... But do not kill him.
Yeah, don't shoot him.
Anyway, we need to wrap up the show.
So, your first impressions. Are you glad that you bought the game?
Glad I bought it. Wish I was better at horse riding and not killing people without really just cause.
So, buy, rent, don't waste your money.
Well, I bought it. So, I mean, if you're a fan of Rockstar and you've got the money...
Take cover behind that wagon to your right.
Okay. So, if you like Rockstar, you've been a big fan of them. Are they shooting horses?
They shoot horses, don't they?
I think they do. Oh, I can just blank cover or not. All right. I'm not in cover anymore. Hello, cover. That's R1. Thank you.
I would stay down for a
while.
I'm
gonna let... And the magic of hiding...
And your horse
feels
is like...
My horse! What are you doing?
Deet, deet, deet.
Come on. Come on up. All right. Oh, dude.
He's shooting your horse.
Run, horsey, run.
So, bye for other people.
Bye for other people.
Okay. I'm sitting here and seeing what's going on with you.
That's right.
I'm going to say rent, and I'm glad that I rented it. I'm hoping that maybe my experience is a little bit differently. On another system, just because I definitely have some difficulty doing first-person shooters with the PlayStation controller. So hopefully once my copy comes in, I'll be able to do a little piece on it on the website. We can kind of compare. But as always, make sure that you're checking us out on our website, which is www.lexitude.com. Or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That would be ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, and I'm out of bullets, you can ask those questions at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can subscribe there, people.
Hit the subscription button.
If you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and please look forward to all the great shows coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. Our new episodes go out every Monday, and they get you through the rest of the week while you can hit what's going on the Boston Bass Brigade, found at bostonbassbrigade.com. You can check out their new shows, which are co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck on Tuesdays. And follow that up with a brand new episode of Geek Aggro, which is co-hosted by our very own Juices Wild on Wednesday. Like she said, you can send us your questions at questions@esh.mobi. And if you have a question for Ask Mom, you can shoot that to questions@esh.mobi as well. And we'll make sure that we get them to her. We get that answer on the show. And who knows where else to a ha ha. You can also, well... make sure that you check out some of the other shit that we enjoy. Like, I love Dead Pixel Live.
And I like cheese.
Cheese is good. The cheese is always good. And unlike the cake, the cheese is never a lie.
No, it's not. It's real. Cows make it.
So make sure that you check out all that other stuff and some of the other good things that are coming out of our camp, that you socialize with us and connect with us and things like
that. Oh, bad idea. Why did I do that?
So with that, do you have anything that you want to disclose, Panda?
That fucking suck at this stealth thing. I suck. That's about it.
All right. And I want to disclose that I make a really good drink with Hypnotic. So if you ever get the chance, make sure that you make you one. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, people.